Chuckles and Coconuts. Please subscribe.
Hello. Welcome back. Today we are going to be talking about Never Have I Ever. Me and Zion are going to play. We all play Never Have I Ever, right?
Yes.
Right. So we're just going to do that. And yeah, maybe Zion might share something very scary from her past life. And then me, since I'm so good, it's just not really much to right. really
the
unfold.
Spawn of Satan herself.
Okay, let's start off. Never have I ever, never have I ever gotten pregnant in high school.
You freaking a-hole.
Let's start
there. No, yeah, let's start there.
Come on, Zion. Okay.
First
fingers
off.
Up.
No, let me.
Fingers up. Fingers up. Come on, we all play
you
the game.
Dumbo.
10 fingers.
Okay.
Whose fingers going
but
down?
No, but let me explain myself though. No, I still graduated. Let's give me that credit. I still graduated
Yay,
from high school.
Hey, with a bump. She got a big bump.
No, it was okay. No, it was a small bump. I didn't even know I was pregnant until after I graduated, like 3 weeks after I graduated high school. And I still graduated. Thank you very much. And love you to my son.
Go, Kaysen.
But literally, like, come on. Like, not a lot of people can say that they graduated pregnant.
No, period. Period. Love that for you. During that time, oh my gosh, when everyone found out Zion was pregnant, I was like, Zion? From who? The cheesecake dude? Remember?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's
yes.
a different one.
No. Oh no, that's the same person. That's the same person.
No, different story.
Oh.
Never have I ever had my someone sneak through the window to bring me cheesecake and fries.
Man, you are
and ice cream.
You're just going in today, aren't you? You freaking a-hole. Oh, well, guess what? Well, here's the thing though. Why are you acting like you didn't benefit from that situation?
Oh, I very much.
So the story is that I used to sneak an ex-boyfriend into my parents' house.
Did you hear that, Dad? I don't even think he knows this part.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I used to sneak this ex into my parents' house, and the way that we would keep my siblings quiet is by actually, like, he would go out and he would buy them things. So he would buy them, like, candy and treats, so they would just sit there and eat while we hung out. But he was here. But literally, we were teenagers. Like, what do you expect?
I don't know. That was
we were teenagers. Oh my gosh, I got in so much trouble for that, though.
I was a fat girl with a lollipop, so.
Yeah, she was fat and had a big mouth because she was the one that told on me.
No,
mouth.
I was actually I did not.
Did
you
did you not tell me? Then who told on me? Oh wait, know. No, I actually found it. I remember who told
yeah,
on me.
Yeah, take it back.
Okay, take it back. You're Thank still you. Fat. Okay, my turn. since you want to go in like that. Never have I ever.
You're struggling, aren't you?
No, I actually know, but I don't know if we should talk about this one. Never have I ever gotten fussied for something that I didn't do.
Oh my gosh.
So fussied means what?
Hit.
In slapped. Our language means like, yes, whooped,
beat up,
like slapped.
Abused. Oh my gosh, there's this one time where one of my sisters, let me put my finger down. So my mom had diabetes and like she had like these syringe things or whatever. This is very important. It was my older sister, and very much I was very young, so I didn't even know how to like fend for myself. And so she took the syringes and like she took off like the top of the syringe and like ripped it out and like she would like play with the syringe to like make it like squirt, like just to like squirt people. So it was kind of like a squirt gun. And so my mom was looking for her syringes and she couldn't find it. And then they found it and it was like all empty. People played with it. And then she blamed me. And obviously I'm like, I don't even know how to fend for myself because I'm young. And she was like, Lessa did it. And I was sitting here like, what? I was sitting in my room watching Curious George. It was you. But no one believed me. So I hella got fussied. Abused.
Or that one time where you got beat up because they thought that you lost her glasses.
Yeah.
Her mom's glasses.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Another story. Sorry. Let's just bring out everyone. Let's beat up Lessa. There's this one time where my mom lost her glasses and I was the last one to put it away, but it fell behind the dresser, by the way, which wasn't my fault. And then I just got like the beating of my life. I was like, oh my gosh.
Just kidding. Oh, please. Oh, please. Still crying years later. Come on. I think as Polynesian people, a lot of us have gotten beat up for things that we didn't do. Make sure to share in the comments, because I know that we all have those shared traumatic stories.
I totally forgot about... What is this? Is this an episode of trauma? Or is this an episode... Just kidding. Let me think. I don't know. Never have I ever had a forced marriage. Mm-hmm. Put that finger down.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so should I talk about it then? Should I talk about it? Okay, I'm gonna be so real. So when I ended up actually getting pregnant, it's actually a shameful thing, you guys, okay? It's a shameful thing, especially if you're religious. And so I was actually in an arranged, I guess you can call it an arranged marriage, because I was told that, you know, either I would have to get married or I would be, you know, stuck out here. So I ended up getting married to the guy that I got pregnant by. But why the heck did I end up... I went to go file for divorce like 2 years later, and I found out that the person that married us never turned the paperwork in. So I wasn't even married.
And she had a whole cake and everything. What did your cake say? To celebrate your divorce?
Oh, yeah. I put just divorced in like the worst writing ever. Thank you, Harmons. Literally... They had some random guy like just write like just divorced. It was the shit. I'll be so honest. It was the shittiest handwriting I've ever seen. It looked like my son wrote it. And how old was my son when I did that? Like, he was like 5 or 6 years old. Yeah. By the time I finally got divorced, and yeah, it was not it. Oh no, he was like 3 or 4. So yeah, my son could have done a better job. Yeah. But imagine though, like, you literally get married. I have like a whole ceremony and everything, and then the guy that literally had my paperwork, he just never turned it in. And I was young and dumb at the time. I was like, what, 18 years old? And so I got it, like, I didn't even know that I wasn't married. I was walking around, and I'm like, for a couple of years, I was having issues, like just changing my name, doing things like that, because I thought I was married. And this was like a religious leader too. This was like an LDS, like stake president that had married me. And he just never turned the paperwork in. So you guys, if you go look up I actually have a divorce. So I still had to get divorced, even though I wasn't married. I still had to file for a divorce because I thought I was married. So I was filing married on my taxes and all these things. So I actually have one divorce. I actually have a divorce first and then a marriage. There's no record of an actual marriage.
SMH.
But there's a record of a divorce. I'm telling you, how can that happen to someone?
Say his name. Just kidding.
Kidding. Say the president's name, the stake president's name right now.
Your turn.
Still love him though. But yeah, that was crazy. Oh yeah, never have I ever had dry skin.
I was born with it.
Never have I ever had. Oh no.
Shout out to you, Triamcinolone, for keeping my skin very
Give me a brand deal right now. Never have I ever asked my sister to give me a couple $100 to give to a friend so she could actually help my friend get their car out of the lot. Oh my gosh, I wonder who that was.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that was me. But it just shows you how much of a good friend I am.
Yeah, a good friend that you couldn't afford to pay it, yeah, so I had so to literally pay it.
I call Zeong. Oh my gosh, blah 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 is struggling, they can't get their car. Oh my gosh. Zeong, okay, I'll send you the money. Sends it. Friend gets her car out. Me and friend are not friends anymore.
Literally. And she did this right before you left on your mission, I think. She did this right before she left on her mission. So I was stuck paying hundreds of dollars. And you guys, it wasn't just like $100 or $200.
It was like $400, $500.
It was like $500 something, yeah. So I think I gave them like $600.
Holy crappy.
Yeah. Never again.
2020 was a bad
Never
year.
Again. Oh, I have another one. Never have I ever gotten my Amazon truck stolen. Never have I ever been dumb enough to get my Amazon truck stolen. And then it came out on KSL by the cops. They actually had an article put out because they couldn't find this Amazon truck. So they had all of Salt Lake City. You are such a liar.
Never have I ever gotten eloped. Never had I had a forced marriage. Never had I ever gotten eloped.
Okay, first off, me eloping was better than me just not doing anything.
Yeah. Remember when you got eloped and then you had all these pretty pictures? Guys, it's okay. No one was invited. Pictures of Mikey's family. What?
Oh my gosh. Okay, first off, I'm a let's get it done. I'm a one and done kind of. Okay, no, because I did it twice. Because I did it twice. I'm so full of shit. One and done
my butt.
No, really. Okay, maybe I'm a... I'm going to get it done twice.
Third time's a charm. No.
This is my second time.
Third time's a charm.
This is my second time. Oh my gosh, I freaking can't. Is that what it looked like to our family? Wow. So I ended up eloping with my second partner.
Yeah. And Zyoung was like, yeah, we got eloped. And then we see the pictures online. Mikey's family's there. Looks up the definition of elope. When two people run so away you... and get married. That means no one's invited, just the two. And I said, Dad, look, your daughter says she got eloped, but Mikey's family's there.
First off.
That's the mom. That's the sister.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Because it was a small ceremony. I didn't even think you guys would want to come. Please, I was already the naughty example of the family. I literally had gotten pregnant twice out of wedlock, and not once but twice. See, I'm a second time kind of gal, maybe third, but like literally, I got pregnant twice, and I just didn't think anybody would want to come. Who would want to come to my wedding, anyways? Even I probably didn't want to be.
I just saw the cake, and I was like, this heifer.
No, I'm telling you though, like for me, it was like, cause for me, I'm just like a, let me get it done. I'm a, let me sign papers and I'm finished kind of gal. Like I didn't even want to have a ceremony. Cause I'm just very like, oh, I love you. You love me. Yeah, it was a stake president. I think another stake president, but he was trustworthy. He was like a bishop stake president, but he was Oh yeah. He turned it in, you guys. I actually got the real experience the second time around. Thank goodness. No, my husband made sure to actually go and check and make sure that everything was taken care of. Cause he didn't want, he's like, you can't get off scot-free. I was like, okay, cool. So Mikey made sure that all the paperwork and everything was turned in. Cause I'm just not a ceremony kind of gal. I'm not even a put on a dress kind of gal. I'm a like, okay, let's cool. Let's do this.
Okay,
I'm
gonna go home. Thing, wedding dresses. How do you feel about that? And they're so expensive. Wedding dresses?
Oh my gosh.
Was your wedding dress expensive?
No, it was rented.
Was that expensive?
No.
Ew.
It was rented.
Guys, the wedding, what is it called? The wedding market? What is it called?
Yeah, just, the wedding industry. Yeah,
wedding industry? Oh my gosh, overpriced. Get your freaking dress from Shein or Amazon. It's cuter.
You...
One thing that I, for a wedding, I will never remember the dress. I will always remember the food.
Oh, so are you going to... Oh, I wish we could say that on here. Gosh dang. This is what happens. We'll tell them after, though.
Yeah.
We'll tell them after.
Yeah.
Man.
Your turn.
I can't. Oh, never have I ever...
Never have I ever looked so beautiful, so scrumptious.
No. Oh, me! My gosh. Never have I ever had my card declined when I went out to go eat.
Aww. Yeah. And I got the four from Wendy's. Couldn't even afford $4. But guys, we
when
made
did
it
that
out.
Happen? Recently?
No. With you and your big forehead.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Are you sure? Because it looks like you ate the 4 for $4.
Never have I ever had a big forehead.
Oh my gosh, never have I had a double chin. Let's talk about that. Is it there?
Says it. Never have I had a double
chin. Oh gosh, can't swear. Because I have to bleep out every time.
I'm trying to think. Never have I ever.
What?
Never have I ever created a Finsta.
I don't have a Finsta. Yes, you have, you liar.
No, when?
Yes.
When?
You've created a Finsta before.
Oh, yeah, I still have one right now. You're following it.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
I wonder what Finsta it is.
I'm not even going to say it.
Okay, you don't want to say it?
Okay, your turn.
Okay, but what's the point of a Finsta?
A fake Instagram.
Yeah, but what's the point of that?
I would say the point of a fake Instagram is posts that you would, that you want to post, but not main worthy. Or other people use it as like a venter, or people use it to stalk.
Yeah, I think that would be the point of a Finsta if you're also, using it to stalk.
If you think about it, everyone on Earth is a stalker because we all look at other people's profiles. So you're a stalker, big one. Very huge stalker.
I'm a stalker.
And then mine's like minimum stalker.
You don't think that you're a stalker? Mm-mm. Really?
Also, did you know that Cole's Instagram unfollowed me or blocked me?
Wait, what?
Yeah. I think it's because I...
You got blocked by Cole's? The clothing? Like the store?
Yeah.
You're full of shit. No way. Show us. Show me. That is crazy. How would you get blocked by Kohl's? Were you leaving messed up messages?
No. I think I think I liked the messed up message. And then they're like, you know what?
What? No. Show me right now. I don't believe that.
I can't.
I don't believe that.
We're on an episode. I'll show you after.
But that is crazy, though.
Yeah.
You got blocked by Kohl's? Kohl's, we apologize. Please give us a brand deal. She didn't mean what she said.
I meant every like. I meant every heart.
I have never. You know, the coolest thing that's ever happened to me on social media, though? I've been followed by Lady Gaga. That was the coolest thing I ever had happen to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is before Shallow.
And you're friends with Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o, oh, yeah. We're friends on Facebook. Don't unfollow me, Manti.
He said, we're friends on Facebook, block.
Don't unfollow me. No, yeah, we're friends on Facebook. But
I can't think of anything else.
I'm trying to think. How many minutes are we at? Sorry. This.
Two more. One more.
What?
I don't Which know. One?
I'm still shook that you got blocked by Kohl's. I think that's where I'm fucking stuck at. I have never. Have you guys ever been blocked by a... No? Wow, you did something effed up then. Like the store. Yeah. Like, what did you
say? I didn't say anything. I just liked a very messed up comment. And then I went back to
Cole. You liked a very messed up comment?
Because it was funny.
What was it?
I don't know. Something funny? Funny enough for me to like it. Oh. And then I went back, user not found. And then that's when I created my Finsta. And then I look and I'm like, oh my gosh. I just got blocked by Cole.
Their CEO wasn't playing with you. They're like, F you, bitch.
And no, then they, probably and they blocked your Amanda's ass. Probably behind the Cole's thingy.
She's Amanda?
Like, who's this Lisa girl? Blocked.
I can't. Damn. Only that would happen to you. Never have I ever been blocked by Cole's.
Never have I ever been blocked I by never liked Kohl's anyways.
By Kohl's. Oh my gosh. I'm so dead. That is so hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. Hello. I can't. Never have I ever gotten into a car accident.
I've never gotten into a car accident.
Yeah, you did. You totaled your car.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
I'm carless. How can I forget? Yeah, some lady was behind me and she hit me right in the back. And then like she hit me. She hit me, right? I come out and I'm like, oh my gosh, my back. And she comes to me crying. And I'm like, why are you crying? You hit me. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, ugh. But you're so lucky you're nice. It's okay.
You're a good person.
Just run me over at this point.
You, no, you're a good person. You would have let her run you over and then reverse back over your ass again. You would have. You're so kind in situations like that. I'll be honest. I would have been kind too. Our dad didn't raise us to be like that.
And then she was like, oh, I'm so scared. And I'm looking at her car and I'm like, girl, I'm scared. Look at my car. My car looks like this. And then her car's like a big truck. And it's
no
just like,
way. She hit you that bad?
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't, yeah, whatever.
Oh my gosh, that's traumatic.
I totally forgot about that. That's so funny.
I only remembered it because your car was new.
No, it was old.
Which one?
My black one.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, Blackie. I miss you.
You named Dad's your bluey. Car?
Dad's blue car's not doing it for me.
No, really. At least that thing moves.
What?
At least that thing moves, the car.
At least that thing moves.
Oh my gosh, no, there's really nothing moving back there.
Yeah.
We've kind of learned that.
That's awkward. I think you want to close now. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I always forget. No, I gotta be honest, though. I gotta be honest on this thing. Well, thank you guys for coming on to another episode of Chuckles and Coconut. Okay, do you want me to fix that? Okay, sorry. Hold on. Okay. Sorry, I'm so sore. I'm working through myself. Gosh. Okay. Okay.
Hold on. You need to do more than just working on yourself.
Oh. No, really. Okay.
You need therapy.
I know. My husband said that this morning.
Okay. I was also told I needed therapy too.
Oh, really? Let's go together? Okay, anyways. So, thanks again, guys, for coming to another episode of Chuckles and Coconuts, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
Chuckles and Coconuts.